There are no real surprises in the president's strategy review. He says that a year after he announced it and fewer than 6 months after the additional troops he deployed arrived, the strategy is beginning to work.
We are on track to achieve our goals. We are making considerable gains toward our military objectives.
But the president also acknowledged that the gains are difficult and fragile. He said more work is needed on governance and economic development in Afghanistan, and Pakistan must do more to eliminate insurgent safe havens on its side of the border. As the president spoke, U.S. forces neared the end of their deadliest year in Afghanistan, with nearly 500 Americans killed and 5,000 wounded. The president's review resulted from his promise not to stick with a failed strategy, as many experts felt former President George W. Bush had done in Iraq. But now, some of those same experts say President Obama's review came too early. Michael O'Hanlon follows defense issues at the Brookings Institution.
So this really is an interim review, and there could be some modest policy changes that come out of it, but nothing fundamental about the strategy is likely to change.
Experts say progress is difficult to make and nearly as hard to measure in Afghanistan, U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates.
The whole idea in the military strategy is to halt the momentum of the Taliban, reverse it, degrade their capabilities, and deny them control of major population centers. At the same time, you build the capacity of the Afghan National Security Forces to take on a degraded Taliban.
No one can say whether that will actually happen or when, but President Obama is committed to beginning a U.S. troop drawdown next July, and he and other NATO leaders have set the end of 2014 as the target date for ending their troops' combat role in Afghanistan. Richard Fontaine is an analyst at the Center for a New American Security.
I don't think that by July 2011 we're going to be able to see such dramatic successes that we can immediately begin to draw down American troops in any significant fashion. By 2014, I think we will either know whether we have made very significant progress and can turn this over to the Afghans, or whether progress is simply impossible, in which case we're going to have to make some very tough choices about what comes next.
Hold what you got.
In fact, officials say if progress stalls and current gains are reversed, they want to know much sooner than 2014. There will be another American review in a few months to prepare for the initial troop withdrawal and a more extensive one at the end of next year. Al Pessin, VOA News at the Pentagon.